live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. First of all, thanks to Gregory Scott for holding down the fort for me yesterday as I drove back from San Francisco nonstop. Yes, drove. And I can say with complete sincerity that after 4 days in San Francisco, a city I dearly love, by the way, that I will never, ever again complain about traffic in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Thank you, Gregory. Great show yesterday. Well, got a good one for you today, too, folks. We're going to start out with some great and helpful information and then talk fun, because today's guests on Q&A are IRS Special Agent Brian Watson and Public Information Officer Lisa Sukenik. And then following the news with Link, we will hear from Tom Agostino and Alexa McDonald with updates on the folks Sessions upcoming 15th anniversary concert. Has it really been 15 years? Hard to believe. Hey, the Arizona Coyotes are back in action tomorrow night. The Northern Arizona Suns are back at the Prescott Valley Event Center this evening as they play Rio Grande with the tip-off at 6:30. Tickets for the Suns starting at only $9. So, big show today. We'll get right with it in just a moment with Brian and Lisa coming your way on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hi, it's Chris.
And Doug at Courtesy Auto Sales in Prescott.
Check out our newly expanded lot on Gurley Street.
With even more four-wheel drive Toyotas, Jeeps, and Diesels.
We offer credit union financing with low rates.
Plus, find our full inventory online at CourtesyAutoSales.net or give us a call at 515-2919.
Enjoy a haggle-free, hassle-free buying experience
at Courtesy Auto Sales,
where we sell what people want to buy.
Visit Courtesy Auto Sales in any of their three locations, Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:05. Let me correct one thing. I said Special Agent Brian and Public Information Officer Lisa, they are both Special Agents, so let's make sure we get that clear. In the meantime, Brian, you've been on the show many times. Lisa, welcome. Great to see you here. We used to talk to your friend Bill Brunson, who is happily enjoying retirement, and with the with your appearance today, tell me about, first of all, I'm going to start out asking you this question. What is this verification code on my W-2?
The verification code, well, it's one of the new implementations the IRS has started to help prevent the fraud. It's sort of, think of it as sort of a PIN or a password for your W-2. So it's for electronic filers, and they're going to send you, I think, is it a 16-digit code?
It'll be, the 16-digit code is on the W-2, and it's a pilot program. It's not mandatory, so we're encouraging people to do it. And if people do it and it seems to work, it'll eventually become mandatory. And think of like electronic filing. It didn't just start across the country. We piloted it actually in Arizona as one of the places.
Nice. And, you know, here you mentioned the code and things like this. And it's all about security, right? And just today we were doing news stories about Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University here. Because of the very high technical skill of their student body, they're starting a new program. It's a master's in cyber intelligence and security. Because, as you guys know better than anybody, security is so important when you're online, correct?
Absolutely. Well, it used to be everything was about shredding documents, you know, and I actually went to a speech with someone from Postal Service, and they estimate only about 4 or 5% of identity theft takes place with dumpster diving and people getting the shred. It's all high tech now.
Sure.
It's all there. So that's where we really have to put our focus.
And with all the scammers still calling people, that's still a problem, isn't it, Lisa?
Unfortunately, it is. You know, we see the scammers pretty much year-round, okay? But we do see a surge during the filing season, and they keep changing their tactics every year. So, unfortunately, as long as we have victims, we're going to have to keep getting out there and alerting the public to these scams. And during the filing season especially, you know, one of the things they'll do is they'll try to play on the fact that you may have just filed your return.
Right.
So they're going to call you and tell you that, hey, you know, we just need you to verify a couple of things for us or we can't get you your refund. And that's how they're going to trick you.
And they're going to trick you into getting your refund, right?
Well, they could, but a lot of times they're just trying to get your personally identifiable information. If they can get your social security number or bank account, yeah, they're going to be able to tap into a whole lot more. But unfortunately, yeah, these schemes have been around now for what, at least quite a while, like six years.
Yeah, well, the IRS impersonation phone scam, which is probably the most pervasive one I've seen in my career. It's been going on since 2013, and we know of at least $62 million that's been lost nationwide. And you know that number's much higher because people either don't know they've been ripped off, or they figure, what's the point, or they're embarrassed.
Embarrassed, sure.
You know, and then Arizona, like the recent stats, Arizonans have documented loss of 1.3 million. We're ranked number 12. And even though our population is 14, so we're even taking more of a loss than proportionally would be if it was just based on population. California has the most victims, a lot of people in California. So that's why California is number one in losses.
And Lisa, doesn't it drive you crazy when you guys go to all this trouble to issue press releases and contact newspapers and TV and radio stations to explain the IRS will never make a first contact by phone or email? It's always a letter, right?
It is.
With a reference number, right?
That's right.
And return number to call, right?
Always.
And yet you look on social media and you have all these people saying, oh, no, the IRS won't do that. No, the IRS is crooked and they're scamming you and blah, blah, blah. That's got to drive you crazy.
But, you know, the scammers are so good, you know, and that's the thing. You don't, you shouldn't feel stupid for falling for a scam, because we even have problems. We'll have something that, you know, maybe they pose as a CEO of a company. Okay, and they'll send this email, and it looks like it's coming from internally in the company, and they're asking the payroll guy to send them everybody's form W-2s, which we know it's on a W-2, right?
Yep.
You've got your social security number, you've got your, you know, all sorts of information that can be used by the by the scammer, and people, you know, the urgency, that's where a lot of people fall victim, I think, is because they're usually manipulative and they're telling you, you've got to act now. You don't have time to really think about it clearly. Your heart rate starts to go.
They're generating
fear. When you hear IRS, most people right away, it's like, yeah, you know, I gotta do something. What do I have to do? What do I need to do to prevent this from happening? And they're very aggressive, and they really don't discriminate. I mean, we can say they target the elderly. They target maybe recent immigrants to this country who aren't quite sure about how the tax system works
and who to trust.
Exactly. But they really do. They don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. Everybody I know is getting calls, including IRS employees.
Okay? Anybody they can contact, right?
And they sometimes will know quite a bit about you when they call, right? I mean, they may know the last four digits of your SSN, their date of birth, which also gets people to trust them. They think it must be legitimate. They have this information.
Well, not only that, but people, the stuff people put on social media, any scammer can track that stuff, keep a database, and boom, they can essentially be you, can't they?
That's right.
Hey, Brian, I got to ask you a question. I got something in the mail from the IRS just the other day. I've never seen this before. Now, last year was my first time being part of the Affordable Care Act. And I got a statement from, I believe, the IRS, okay, about the, you know, my monthly premiums and what was subsidized, how much I paid, stuff like that. Is that subsidy considered taxable income?
Oh, man, DJ, we're getting into technical stuff here. Because both Lisa and I are both special agents. That stuff is just, like, out of our pay grade.
Okay, okay.
If Bill was here, he would gladly answer that. But usually, here's the deal. So if you got something like that, there should be an explanation with it.
Okay.
Because, like, a lot of times when you get a W-2, there'll be each line will have an explanation for it.
Right.
But here's what I do. Go to irs.gov, and if you have, there's so much stuff on there. So you can type in Affordable Care Act, and it'll tell you what's taxable and what's not taxable. I use irs.gov all the time from my IRS desk, office, my IRS computer, because it answers a lot of questions, right there at my fingertips. I don't have to make a phone call. I don't have to walk downstairs and talk to our taxpayer service experts. So much on irs.gov. All the forms you need are on irs.gov. You can file on irs.gov. You can everything. It's a one-stop shop, and it's probably the best thing we do.
Yeah. Lisa, this is the time of year people start looking for tax preparers. What are some of the good things they should look for in a tax preparer and some of the red flags they should look out for?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's nothing wrong, of course, with using a tax preparer. In fact, they estimate 55% of American taxpayers do hire a professional to do their taxes. The vast majority are good tax professionals. However, there are going to be those unscrupulous ones, and that's where Brian and I come in, and we're going to work the fraud angle. So what I guess I would caution, when you're looking for a taxpayer, you might want to think about those who are telling you that they're able to get you a larger refund based on some new tax
I can guarantee you a 15% refund.
The general, that old saying about if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing would be if they're charging you a percentage of the refund they get you back, that's a big red flag because a good professional is just not going to do that. They're going to have a standard fee up front. They're going to tell you that fee. They're not going to, the refund should not factor into it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, and perhaps the most important, some of the scams I've worked, the big red flag was the preparer was not signing the tax return to identify himself, which they need to do. That's required. They should also have a preparer taxpayer ID number, a PTIN.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be aware and look at your tax return. Your preparer should review that tax return with you before it's filed and should be there to answer any questions and also to stand by you after the return is filed. So think about that, because if it's some sort of fly-by-night thing that, appears, during April and it's there for a couple months, you just might want to think about it and maybe,
I would think another red flag might be a preparer who takes your word for everything, doesn't require documentation.
And I've seen this in so many of the scams we work, the preparer will say create a fictitious business. And that will basically, cause a fraudulent refund because he's going to claim business expenses on a business that doesn't even exist to create a loss that reduces the taxable income and generates a fraudulent refund. And unfortunately, what I've seen, we'll go out there during our criminal investigation and interview these clients of the tax return preparer, and they're shocked to find out that, they've used this preparer for 3 years, they've gotten these refunds, and ultimately they are the ones responsible.
Right.
Civilly, they're going to have to make good, make it right, and they're responsible for paying that back, the accurate amount of tax that they owe. So we try to tell people it's going to save you. It may sound good, but in the long run, no. You know, it's going to cost you a whole lot more money. So go to the right professional.
And Brian, tell us about the benefits of preparing your return electronically, and roughly nowadays, what percentage of people do?
87%.
That
is
many.
A new number, yeah. Eventually, paper returns will go the way of the bank passbook, but it's going to take some time to get there.
I had a data processing professor a long time ago tell me that by the year 2000, we'll be in a paperless society. But we never will.
Well, now we can, actually, everyone's got a printer now, and everyone can create documents.
Sure.
No, the huge benefit is you know right away if it's accepted or not.
Yeah.
And it's more accurate. There's less errors. And if you file electronically, 9 of 10 refunds take place in 21 days. Mm-hmm. We're talking 3 weeks. So you're going to get your refund faster. And, I mean, it's just – and it can't get lost in the mail. You think about that. I mean, for a long time, we all got paychecks on Friday afternoon every 2 weeks or every, you know, twice a month. And then you had to go take it to the bank. Well, you could lose it.
Sure.
You could get mugged. You know, you could forget about it.
Take days to clear.
Now, I mean, now we get the direct deposit, and everyone realizes direct deposit, even like with Social Security. You know, older people probably were a little hesitant about that.
Yeah.
You know, now the Social Security hits, and now we're... When we all hit Social Security age, we're all going to expect, you know, a direct deposit Social Security.
Sure. We are talking to Brian Watson and Lisa Sukenik from the Internal Revenue Service. And no, I'm not frightened. And we have more coming up with Brian and Lisa in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away. More coming up with Lisa and Brian.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Seize the day. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and wander to your heart's desire. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family, include the grandkids, invite friends, or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. At Affinity RV, we have spent the last 21 years helping people discover which RV is right for them. Proud to be named one of the top 50 RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada, we're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and Dewey, are online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's saves pros time and money every day. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's golden ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your golden ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real golden ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:20 with Lisa Sukenik and Brian Watson from the Internal Revenue Service. Lisa, we were talking about filing electronically. Anybody who has never done that before, they're going to get a very pleasant surprise right away when they find out that once they start logging on to that form on the IRS webpage, things start popping up, filling in the blanks for them, don't they?
That's right.
They'd really be surprised to find that out, and it makes it so easy.
It's much easier. It really is.
Yeah, and the figures are accurate. You don't have to do any addition or subtraction or multiplication.
So there's less chance of error.
Exactly.
And another thing is, okay, like we were saying, you'll get your refund faster. And they've also decided that most identity theft occurs early. Okay, so early in the filing season. So it's better to get your return filed soon. Mm-hmm. So that the chances are if a scammer comes in and files a return, IRS knows you've already filed. Because what happens is a lot of times people go to file the return and that's when they find out, IRS already got a return and we send you a letter telling you we already received a return. We suspect that, you know, your account, there's identity theft. And at that point, then it's going to be an issue. You're going to have to wait for your refund. So you're better off filing early and electronically filing. It's more secure.
Brian, something I didn't recognize, the PATH Act. What is that?
So it's an act by Congress. It's second year now. It's protecting Americans against tax hikes. And it's a measure that was put in place to combat some of the fraud that we see in some of our programs. The two programs that they've identified, the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Additional Child Tax Credit. Mm-hmm. Now, those are legal things that have been going on for years. A lot of good people take advantage of them, especially people that are – it encourages people to work, especially the earned income tax credit. Unfortunately, there's people out there that use that to steal from the government, and they'll actually file returns with – create a fake job. They'll actually put income on the return that is non-existent, but they do that to actually get a refundable credit. So with the PATH Act this year, the earliest returns won't get paid out at a minimum until February 27th. Now, the tax filing season's been open since January 29th, and you could have filed already, and some people probably already have their refunds because it's pretty quick. But if you have a return that has either one of those two credits on there, your refunds could be held up to at least February 27th, and could be longer, but it's the balance we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get refunds out quickly, but we also want to stop the fraud from going out the back door. So, you know, we could stop all fraud if we said, no tax refunds until September 1st.
Sure.
But a lot of people, you know, their tax refund is the biggest amount of money they get in 1 year, and they depend on it to pay off bills, pay off credit cards, maybe pay college tuition. You know, there's a wide variety of things, medical bills, things like that. So people depend on that.
Now, you're both special agents. So, Lisa, give me an example. I know you can't mention names or anything. Give me an example of the lengths people will go to avoid paying taxes.
Well, tax evasion, as we know, is a criminal, it's a felony.
That's how they got Al Capone, right?
That's right. And I would say one of the main things is hiding and concealing assets, okay? So they'll put assets and bank accounts, that type of thing, maybe offshore. I've worked cases where we had a couple of, you know, Phoenix defendants who were hiding money in Swiss bank accounts, and they paid an attorney to set up these companies, shell companies in Switzerland. Again, you know, they're using nominees so that the IRS, the government, was not able to know about this income. They were sending it offshore. Another thing that people will do is, you know, lie on their tax returns.
Sure.
So the false returns is always, they're going to basically hide, claim more expenses, that type of thing we see quite a bit.
Brian, when I was taking college accounting classes, the most fun I had was playing detective, trying to make things balance, and when they didn't, trying to find out why. I bet that's a big part of your job, isn't
it? Well, a lot of us are kind of have that anal retentive accounting personality where the numbers, the debits and the credits all have to match out. We have to think like a criminal. And when you can find that hidden bank account that Lisa talked about, like I had a case when I was back in California, and this guy had several hidden bank accounts. One was a homeless person that he basically paid him a little bit of money for his identity, and we also had one of his deceased brother, and we found that account, we subpoenaed those records, and it's like we get so excited when we find those hidden accounts because you've figured out the case. You're the Sherlock Holmes. You've figured it out, and it that's where we get our satisfaction because these criminal cases take years.
Sure.
So we have to have that long-term perspective. But so we get those little victories, and it kind of makes our day, and we know that we're getting closer to that prosecution.
The last time you were here, we mentioned the Wesley Snipes case, which made a lot of national headlines. Mm-hmm. When you guys score a big case like that, do you think because of a national coverage of such a story, and they realize that even a rich, famous person can get nabbed, does that make a lot of people get in line, do you think?
Well, our job is deterrence. I mean, what Lisa and I do as public information officers mm-hmm. for IRS, we want to deter others from thinking of doing the same thing. And then we also want to assure the law-abiding citizens that they are doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But deterrence is, you know, tax evasion is the one crime that everyone has the potential of doing every year. You know, there's very few people that are going to murder or rob a bank. You would never consider that. But when you're filling out your tax return or providing information to your return preparer, you have an opportunity every year to commit tax evasion. So it's the one crime that everyone can do. And mm-hmm. we want people not even to even consider going down that road.
And one last question I'll say for Lisa. When you look at all these people who are stashing millions and millions of dollars in offshore accounts, trying to shield, you know, taxable income, I wonder how many stop and think what they're doing. They're also denying funding of police, fire, schools, roads,
absolutely.
Bridges. That's where they're stealing the money from, aren't they?
Absolutely. You should really think of it as IRS. It is the government. It's our treasury. It's
yeah.
the United States Treasury. That's where the money is going.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. That's what keeps the government running, and that's what services a lot of the programs that we all benefit from.
Yeah, and the shame of the matter is people think taxes is a dirty word, when in fact that's what keeps the country running, isn't it?
And we depend on voluntary compliance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. So we do want to make sure that people understand that there are consequences if you don't.
Sure.
If you're not honestly reporting your taxes.
And last but not least, tell us how important it is to go online to irs.gov.
Great website, one-stop shop, all the forms you need. There's YouTube videos. There's if you're starting a new business, if you have questions, if something's deductible or not, it's all there.
If you're a victim of ID theft.
And
if oh, exactly. Yeah.
And then also, too, you can file your taxes there. You mm-hmm. go to IRS Free File. There's great information. You could spend all day there and learn a whole bunch of new things. But we send everybody there. It's a one-stop shop.
And as I've said, every time you've been here, every time that I filed my taxes myself, if I made an error, they contacted me and say, they would tell me, I either underpaid a certain amount or I overpaid a certain amount, and we always got it straight every single time. It was a pleasure dealing with them every time. Thank you so much for being here, Lisa and Brian.
Thanks, DJ.
And once
Thank
again,
you.
IRS.gov, great webpage. Any answers or any questions you need, they have the answers. Stay tuned. It's time for News with Link, followed by a chat with Tom and Alexa about the 15th anniversary concert coming up for the Folk Sessions. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, folks. It's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pbhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
honey, you know I don't want to tell you how to parent.
But
I heard you last night encouraging Josh to go to tech school.
Mountain Institute, JTED.
Josh, he's a very smart boy and a four-year degree.
He can still go to college. These are high school electives with college credit.
Going to vocational school just seems...
Mountain Institute is not Grandpa's vocational school.
I'm not judging, but... Cooking?
Culinary arts, yes. But also robotics, sports medicine, welding, nursing, aviation.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Plus, he can graduate high school trained and certified in a real skill.
Okay, maybe I do want to tell you what to do. You know, I was not born yesterday.
You can say that again.
Oh.
Mom, employers can't fill millions of high-paying jobs because high school and college graduates don't have the skills.
Well, that's just crazy. Why wouldn't you encourage him to go to Mountain Institute? That's a no-brainer.
I am.
Well, I'm glad I helped you figure that out.
Me too.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't think so.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at MIJTED.net.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Sedona resident and his wife have been arrested on sexual conduct with minor charges. Yavapai County Sheriff's detectives had learned the couple had befriended a 17-year-old girl with apparent emotional issues. The couple began socializing with the teen, which included visits to 60-year-old Douglas Gilbert's home.
Dr. Doug, as he is known, would offer the teen psilocybin mushrooms, which contain psychedelic compounds, mixed into tea as part of the therapy or a healing tool. Douglas eventually suggested the teen needed treatment to heal her sexual energy.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says in November 2016, Gilbert and his wife, 57-year-old Kimberly Korba, took the teen camping.
The victim initially refused and became scared and began to consume alcohol, marijuana, and mushrooms provided by the couple, who eventually engaged the teen victim in various sex acts. The victim indicated Kimberly also encouraged and participated in the sexual activity.
Gilbert and Korba, who operate a chiropractic office in the village of Oak Creek, were booked into the Camp Verde jail last week. Gilbert has been released on a $125,000 bond while his wife remains in custody. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Smoke may be visible in the area due to prescribed burning today through Friday.
Pretty Ranger District Fire Managers plan on treating more than 4,700 acres near the junction of I-17 and Highway 169 in the Dewey-Humboldt area. Prescribed burning is dependent on approval from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, favorable weather conditions, and an adequate number of fire management resources. It is possible that there could be delays or traffic stoppages in the immediate areas of the burn, including I-17. In the interest of safety, Prescott National Forest officials are reminding visitors to obey all traffic signs and use caution when traveling in the area of prescribed fire burn units and firefighters. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, clear and sunny skies through the week. Expect an overnight low of 31 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 67 on Thursday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 72 and a high on Thursday of 76. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. This year, we've added an important community service, and we need your help. Support local area food banks by bringing canned meats, beans, or canned low-sodium vegetables, nut butters, dried fruits, flaked potatoes, brown or wild rice, or whole grain pasta. Or you can support Prescott area shelter services by bringing much-needed items such as toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, laundry or dish detergent, or cleaning supplies. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo. Learn about health and wellness while serving our neighbors in need. Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime. online at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:36. Hey, it's Folk Sessions, 15th anniversary concert coming up, and we have the two founders of the Folk Sessions, Alexa McDonald with our buddy Tom Agostino. Alexa, take me back to when you guys were tossing about this very idea. First of all, how realistic did it seem? And second, tell me about some of the steps from the first day on.
Well, I wasn't really a part of the the lead up to it. I came in when Tom called me on the phone and said, "This is going to happen. So, mm-hmm. do you want to help me do it?" So you should tell him about the lead up.
When sure. I moved to Prescott from Los Angeles, right? I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah.
And we had a good friend here who we moved in with them to kind of learn the area, you know, to move. And she, one of the first people she introduced me to was Alexa and her partner, Neil. And at that time, Alexa was hosting a monthly music gathering. She lived up at Williamson Valley, kind of Hootenanny Hollow area.
Yeah.
And once a month, basically every musician in Prescott and beyond would come to their house and it'd be a big potluck. And not just a jam, but everybody would actually perform. So it wouldn't be just, let's jam. People would do a couple of songs. The quality was like super high.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got offered the opportunity to create a music radio show, folk music radio show, I didn't know any musicians in Arizona.
Sure.
So I called up Alexa and said, "You want to do a radio show? You know everybody."
And speaking of that, Alexa, I used to watch Jay Leno every night when he hosted the Tonight Show. And he would talk about his early days as a stand-up comic. When comics who were driving from gig to gig, they had no money. They would put each other up overnight. They would trade the material back and forth. Tell me about the community that exists among folk singers.
Oh my gosh. And since I've moved to Portland, I just realize how much bigger a community it is, really. When we lived here for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of those 18 years, I met and got to know and got to play with and got to listen to just the amazing array of Arizona musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Portland, and where I am in Portland, I'm working with Artichoke Music. We're a nonprofit organization, and we are a community of musicians and music lovers. We have a school and a store and a little venue. And remarkably, there are these bleed-throughs back and forth. Ann James came in one night. It was like they're
Chuck Cheeseman?
Yes, Chuck Cheeseman, who used to live here and is now down there. It's a big world, but it's a world populated with people who love music and mm-hmm. love to play with one another. So sure. It's by its very nature cooperative and, with a love of what we can do as community.
Sure. And with that in mind, tell me how being around other folk musicians opens up your creativity mm-hmm. and makes you want to perform new stuff too.
Oh my gosh. Well, you just said it. That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
The more I listen to musicians that write good material, that have, interesting, new, novel ways of approaching music, because even folk music, for as long as it's been around, is not static. It's constantly evolving and changing and growing and incorporating new sounds. And
last week I went down to Glendale to the Arizona Songwriters Expo. They have it every year down at the Glendale Library.
Sure.
And all the songwriters, and it's the pros. It's amazingly, there's quite a few professional songwriters in Arizona who sell to movies and mm-hmm. TV, those kind of, product. Not too many who write and get hit singles, mm-hmm. but who make a living selling to TV and radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really nice experience because there's all these song circles, people sitting around. Every musician gets to do like 10 minutes and
sure.
share your new song. But then there's circles where it just goes around, everybody shares a song. And these are like good songwriters. This isn't like the first time, and you're sitting there going, "Oh my Lord." And I heard two songs just in this little, like maybe 20 minutes I sat in a circle. where I was just blown away by the quality of those songs. And it's amazing because when you think of music, there's how many chords? 10? Really? How many notes? The scale is, you know, A, B, C, D, E. There's not that many notes. There's not that many chords. Mm-hmm. But you can write a gazillion different songs using those same few notes, few chords, because it's emotion. Mm-hmm. It's your spirit in the song that makes it different. And this gentleman there played a song. It was three chords, G, C, D. Yeah. Blew my mind. And it was like a song I've heard all my life. Mm-hmm. But I had never heard it. I had never met this guy. I never heard that song. But hearing it for the first time was like I had heard it.
Sure.
It's been part of me.
Yeah. You know, every country singer has heard Johnny Cash say that country music is three chords and the truth. How would you define folk?
Actually, that was Guy Clark.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
He was very good friends with Johnny Cash.
So Johnny Cash, the plagiarist. Yeah. Doggone it. How would you define, for those who just haven't really spent much time listening, how would you define folk? Is it the voice of the people?
It is.
Yeah, it's the music of the folks. It's mm-hmm. the music of the people. It has several different meanings. You can look at it with a more constricted meaning, which is, you know, essentially acoustic, relatively simple, a lot of sing-along. The kind of music, if you're familiar with the Rise Up Singing songbook.
Verse, bridge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. That kind of thing. That's sort of traditional folk. Now that I'm kind of running a folk club, I'm wanting to really expand that out a little bit more. And that's kind of what our philosophy was in the folk sessions, too, initially, and I'm sure that is still the case for Tom, is that the music of the people is whatever music the people are presenting. Right?
And on that note, back in the 30s, during the Depression, people got their urge and their drive to live on every day, either through their church or through folk music, the voice of the people, the Pete Seegers in the 40s and 50s, people like this. Tell us how important it is for people in the small towns, in the rural areas, to have the common voice that the folk singers bring us.
Well, let's take our area here. You know, we've had I guess this year would be the 35th year of the Charlotte Hall Folk Fest. 35 years, first weekend in October, all of these musicians gather here. And this has been going on for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And what happened, if you go back when it first started happening, Warren Miller was the guy who started it. All these musicians would come here. Not only would they love the folk fest, but they would really like the area. And so they moved here. And so a whole community of really quality players and luthiers and people who build instruments, who play and write, moved to this area because of the call of the Prescott Folk Fest.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. I moved here, you know, and I didn't know I was going to stay here. I moved here with 15 years, obviously, 15 years in the folk show. And I met Warren Miller. I met Alexa. And I thought when I moved here from L.A., because I was semi-professional musician and more of a producer in L.A., I thought, okay, I'd play an open mic night once a year. My music career was over. Yeah, it was done. I never played as much as I play now, and I can play as much as I want because there are so many opportunities to get together with people, whether it's even professional, like at PCA where people pay $20, or whether it's at, you know, the old Coyote Joe's, you go and have a beer and listen to open mic night, you know, or whether it's all the different versions of people getting together in living rooms and Grange halls, you know, in churches every Sunday and play. Mm-hmm. But that thing of and it's not just folk music, of voices together in song. When anytime people sing together, magic happens.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I mean, it just does, you know, and it's just that.
It's a great entrainment. You know, it's a way that all the people who are singing, when you're singing something together, when you do a sing-along and the audience is all singing along, there's some magic, just like you said, there's a magic in the air because mm-hmm. all of those people, for that moment, in our fractured, polarized society, are in the same place doing the same thing.
And on that note, when I was a teenager, I was into rock music and all the protest songs, but protest got its start with folk, people like Woody Guthrie, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I was going to come back to that, actually, from what you said before, mm-hmm. When we were talking about what is folk music. Because people who are, let's say, segments of the population that are oppressed in one way or another, part of what's built into that is a kind of a powerlessness to change the political system, let's say, or whatever it is that is oppressing them. Mm-hmm. And that is just a fertile ground for folk music, for the music that expresses that angst, that despair, mm-hmm. that right. helplessness, that, you know, that anger.
So you can connect folk like to the Southern gospel mm-hmm. of the black churches, yeah. you know, over the many years.
Today.
To rap
yeah.
today, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a form of peaceful protest, isn't it?
Yes.
But, you know, I have to say something. You know, I do a radio show, and so I get sent like a million CDs
sure.
to listen to. There's very few political songs mm-hmm. that come out. In fact, I wanted to do a show. And I had a hard time finding a show's worth of good songs.
Let me know, because yeah. I have
it. You know, just because most people, when they write songs, they're writing about their own life experience,
sure.
you know. And so, you know, like I know myself, I'll get some things in. But, you know, I'm pretty much a happy person,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I like to sing about how much I, you know, the joy of just life, you mm-hmm. know. I don't always, you know, there's always things about, oh, got to sing about the despair and the things. You know, there's a lot of joy in life. There's mm-hmm. a lot of happiness. There's a lot of, just us three of us sitting here talking, and this is joyful. So, you know, so when you go into writing a song, you know, I don't just go, okay, I got to write up something that's, I got to make, you yeah. know, I just write. Mm-hmm. Mom, I just like how I'm feeling.
Speaking of joyful, last week I had Alan Hussey, the impresario yeah, from the Vuela tour in here, and he was talking about how magical it was last year in the snow outside at the Highland Center with you guys joining them. And a lot of people, myself included, saw the snow falling here and thought, oh my gosh, they have to cancel the show. But you guys made it work because of the spirit in the music.
It was incredible.
So with the spirit in the music, tell us about when and where the 15th anniversary folk session show is, and who's going to be there?
Well, we're doing a 15th anniversary show at Prescott Center for the Arts. We've been now, this is our ninth year doing a series there. And I don't know, I get carried away with things. It's kind of my nature. So
you think?
We're doing 15 years, and we're going to have 15 acts for 15 years. And it doesn't mean it's like a solo person. There'll be at least 25 or 30 musicians yeah. on that stage. Mm-hmm. And at certain points in the show, we'll all be on stage together.
Wow.
And it's all, you know, basically, not all, but 98% of the people who are performing are people that Alexa and I have known over these 15 years.
Sure.
And were part of the creation of the folk sessions. Gail Steiger, he's been with us from the beginning. Lon Austin and the Mexican Beat of the Lizard Band. He's the Woody Guthrie of folk music in Arizona, lived mm-hmm. down in the valley. All these people who have been part of our community. And then we're bringing in a woman named Karen Dizell from L.A. who none of us have met. So she'll be our new person. She just happens to be a really great singer-songwriter who's in town and knows a friend of ours who she's going to be staying with. So we invite, come on, come and sing sure. with us. And so it's just going to be a lot of friends on a stage, you know, and these are people, I guess if you put us all together, you have about 1,000 years of music.
Oh, yeah, at least.
And I've got to tell you, just in recent weeks, you hosted Acoustic Eidolon just about a week or two ago. About 2 months ago, you invited me to see Ronnie Cox, the actor-singer from Deliverance. And, boy, I'll tell you, if a story can become a song, he's the guy to do it. Some of his stories, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, isn't amazing how, and Tom and I mentioned this before, how you can say things in a song you can't in a conversation.
It's true.
You can get away with more things when you have a nice instrumental backing and the emotion of
yes.
the song, can it?
Yeah, it's true. It's
well,
definitely
I was told that very, very early in my radio career, I was told that I couldn't talk about a lot of things over the air because who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wants to hear you? You know, big deal.
Yeah.
You're doing a music show. Shut up.
Yeah.
But I could play any song I wanted.
Those were our restrictions when we first started the show. So we never became political in our dialogue
yeah.
or made any kind of statement
nope.
in our dialogue. But we could play whatever we wanted.
Sure.
So, you know, as the whatever was happening in the community or in the country would,
mm-hmm.
you know, prompt us to think about a certain song that would express how we actually felt about it, we would just play the song.
And speaking of that, guess where I was the last 4 days?
Where were you?
San Francisco, which sure. brings to mind Joan Baez, Jefferson Airplane, you name it.
All right.
Going back a long way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of that started.
Well, Alexa has a connection to the Grateful Dead.
No kidding.
That I've always been super envious of my whole time I've known her. that she knows that she's connected to the dead family.
And you know what's funny about that, Alexa? If we go back to the 1960s, when these bands started, how many of us would have said, oh, yeah, 50 years from now, they'll still be a cultural icon? Amazing, because they were dismissed in the 60s as just a fad, because I think a lot of the decision makers in the 60s were our parents' generation, who thought rock and roll was going to be a fad, who thought folk was just a protest of some sort,
right.
And here it's still with us, isn't it?
Right.
But if you're a real musician, you grow.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you're a musician, you're not just somebody who, I want to say something, I'm going to learn four chords. But if you're a musician, if that's who you are, you grow along with the music.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might have been one way in the 60s, but you've grown. Look at all the great, like the Bruce Springsteens and the Stings and the...
Again, the voice of the people.
Jews of the world. They grow as artists. They grow in terms of what message they want to...
And the dead survived, really, because they created...
The dead survived. Is that a non-secretary?
They survived because they created a niche for themselves that no one else did, which was they didn't sell out to the corporate music scene, which started to take over what was happening in folk and rock and roll. And they just did not subscribe to it, and they did not participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of set them apart. And then they did all of the live concerts, and they did, you know, all of the other bands were trying to prosecute people who were selling bootleg copies of their, and the dead were just going, record it, go for it, take it home, you know.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me back when Abby Hoffman, I think, coined the term ripoff, and he titled a book he wrote, Steal This Book.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
mm-hmm.
that was a whole different era, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was.
Indeed it was.
Well, I do want to mention one thing, though, about the concerts that's really cool, is we are going to do a raffle at it, you know, and it's an all-music raffle.
Oh, neat.
And I have tickets to, like, about a dozen incredible concerts, including the Lynyrd Ronstadt tribute, Queen of Clearwater tribute, Tumble Down House is coming to town.
You've also got my favorite band, Dust Bowl Revival. I think April 19th. Sounds right. Yeah.
Red Molly in September, and all our exes are from Texas, and Prescott. So we have a really, really good raffle. It's all music, all tickets and CDs and things. So it'll be just a really fun, and hopefully, we'll get you out of there before midnight.
Yeah, hopefully. And last but certainly not least, tell us how we can get tickets for the 15th anniversary show.
Well, you can call up Prescott Center for the Arts for 445-3286. That's 445-3286. You can go onto their website, pc-az.net. Or the best and easiest way is go to folksessions.com.
Tom One Agostino click. And Alexa McDonald, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned for some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Not only are these great concerts coming to the Prescott Elks Theater, but also great movies on the big screen, yes, at the Elks Theater. Friday, February 23rd, Casablanca. Sunday, the 25th, just 2 days later, Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams. And then coming up on Friday, March 23rd, E.T., the Extraterrestrial. And on Sunday, March 25th, the big one, Gone with the Wind. That's at the Elks Theater. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me tomorrow at 3 o'clock with British singer Tommy Goodridge from Vox Fortuna. They were semi-finalists on Britain's Got Talent. They will take the stage next weekend at the Prescott Elks. And tomorrow I'll also have local author Kimberly Miles with her book At the Root, Finding Your Physical Health in Your Dental Health. That's Wednesday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.